Well, hundreds of people stage a rally in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, against the U.S.-led occupation of their country. Now, the protest comes on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. Protesters condemn the U.S. forces for killing innocent civilians and supporting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They also demanded an immediate withdrawal of the foreign troops from Afghanistan. The U.S. and its allies, including Britain, invaded Afghanistan in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Now, the war has claimed the lives of tens of thousands of Afghan people and have destroyed much of the country's infrastructure. Well, I'd like to welcome guests to the program to take a closer look at this 10th anniversary of the war on Afghanistan. Happy to be joined by author and commentator, Dr. Frederick Tobin. Thank you so much for being with us. 10 years on now for the anniversary of the invasion of the U.S. forces, U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. What has been accomplished in your perspective?
Well, I think what has been achieved is a downfall of an order that was established at the end of the Second World War. And they tried to, the American and its allies, tried to develop a framework that would see them through into the 21st century. They called it the New World Order. This is now breaking down because the system is inherently, that they've established, is inherently predatory, and it is destructive. Under the guise of freedom and democracy, it robs and plunders countries for its own benefit.
Now, one of the, of course, the main excuse for the war were the attacks, 9/11 attacks. Do you think the world now, 10 years on, still believe, or if they ever believe, that it was right for the United States to go in there because of the 9/11 attacks? Do you think that we're seeing a shift in the perspective of people at this point in time or not?
I think so, because initially the 9/11 event was built with an overarching body of lies that the ordinary person really didn't care about because they had to continue living. And in all countries, even in Australia or Europe or America, most people are far too busy making a living. They cannot really get into the nitty-gritty of things. And so now this has unraveled, where the banks, for example, the economic factor is impacting on the ideological, and the result is where people are saying enough is enough.
So at this point in time, do you think that people are starting around the world to feel the pressure on their pockets that will actually bring them more towards activism? Where do you see this going? We have demonstrations now, mass demonstrations in Europe, besides, of course, Middle East and North Africa, now demonstrations starting in the United States. Do you think that we're going to be seeing more of these type of actions?
I think the concept truth is re-emerging, where people are saying, look, we are listening to politicians, for example, the U.S. Congress, and all we hear is lies, and we get deception. We are deceived, and therefore they were asking questions through the internet. The ordinary person says or knows that a lie has been told, which was initially admitted with the weapons of mass destruction. Then you go back to 9/11, and you realize that it's a story that is a total lie, because no building self-implodes like that, and we then have to ask more questions. And you'll find that the legal mechanism will now tighten in America. It will tighten on free expression. America prides itself on its First Amendment. It will now be free expression split into free speech and hate speech. And anyone who opposes the current American political ideology will be labeled a hater. There is an academic in America who's already starting a new academic program called Hate Crimes. Now, this is a nonsense. A crime is a crime.
And so you think by trying to divide that, they're actually trying to find a way to control speech?
In fact, they will try to survive, bring that system that emerged out of the Second World War conflict into safety. But I sense that with the impulse from Africa and the Middle East, that this will break down, because we'll be focusing then also on what's happening in Palestine. We bring in the elements of historical studies, such as the Holocaust, and then we realize that the left-right wing divide is not really important. What is important is the national and international divides. All over the world, there are small countries practicing outright nationalism, but they are all beholden internationally to the monetary system, to the IMF and the World Bank.
Okay, and Dr. Frederick Tobin, thank you so much for that look at on the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.